So since I was 13 years old, I've had two autoimmune conditions that negatively impact my health. The first is called myasthenia gravis, which causes muscle weakness in my whole body. It especially impacts my ability to smile and make facial expressions. Sometimes it causes double vision as well. I've also been diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, which causes dry eyes, muscle aches, neuropathy, which is numbness and tingling in your extremities. I have heart palpitations and other symptoms too. So for the most part, I've been able to take my medication and go about my life. I've been able to study abroad. I've been a ski bum. I went to grad school. I've been able to hold a job and even speak at conferences and events. And I've always had health care, and I've been very fortunate for that. But there has been a very kind of emotionally painful aspect to one of my conditions, which is social awkwardness and anxiety due to facial weakness. That feeling of trying to smile in conversation instead of looking a little bit like I'm grimacing, like a dog kind of baring its teeth at people. And this is very awkward, and it can be confusing for people who don't know me very well. Sometimes I'll be posing in a group photo and I get singled out by the photographer, you know, just try harder, why can't you smile? Smile harder. and so when I have been feeling weak in public, I would avoid people and even avoid people I knew, my friends, because of this social awkwardness. And in addition to smiling problems, I've also had problems with my voice. Sometimes my voice will get weak and turn a bit nasally after like 1 or 2 minutes of speaking, and it's hard to get the words out. And this definitely has caused anxiety with public speaking. Not so much today, and you will find out the reason. So last winter, my colleague and I up at the hospital were accepted to present on some of our design work, improving the experience for patients and staff members at a big global conference. And I was really excited about this. It was a huge milestone for me. But I was really anxious that I wouldn't be able to speak for the whole duration of my talk. So I met with my doctor, and we talked about options. And the best option to get me strong fast is called IVIG, which is intravenous immunoglobulin. And this is an IV infusion of pooled donor plasma that can temporarily strengthen your immune system. And the cost of this treatment at our hospital is over $30,000 for a 4-day infusion. Luckily, I also have great insurance through my husband and a fairly low deductible. So after my deductible was covered, there was no cost to me for this treatment. So I went ahead with this treatment in January, and I felt the effects almost immediately. My joints felt cooler, less inflamed, my smile was stronger, my voice was stronger, and my level of stress about my upcoming public speaking engagement just completely plummeted. I felt super confident, and I felt like we were going to nail it, and we did, which was really exciting. So since that time, I've been getting these IVIG treatments. It's been about 6 months. I call it my go-go juice or my crystal Pepsi. It's just this magical treatment that's really made an enormous impact on how I feel and my confidence in public and at work. That feeling of joking with someone face-to-face and laughing and not kind of hiding my face like I have done for the past 25 years has just been really amazing. So all of this is why, this vote on the, American Healthcare Act, Better Care Reconciliation Act, or whatever they decide to call it, after the break. That's why this has been on my mind. The threat of being denied coverage based on a pre-existing condition is real for me, as it is for many of you in the audience. And I'm old enough to remember those days where I could not have a gap in my coverage. Otherwise, an insurance company could choose not to cover me. And if I weren't covered, I would not be able to continue these treatments that have been so life-changing for me. I would likely need to start taking more prednisone, which has a number of long-term side effects and risks. So I stand to lose a lot. I could potentially kind of lose my career, but also my confidence and my social ease. So that's my story about, I guess, how health insurance helps me smile and makes my life more joyful. So thank you to everyone here for what you've been doing, and let's continue the fight. Thanks. Yay!